This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Wednesday in H-Town. And it is 12 o'clock, ain't it? We're in the 12 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Right. It is 12 o'clock.
What so. We got going on in the 12 o'clock hour?
Oh, yeah.
Giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. We was just out there yesterday at the Woodlands location. And so there's quite a few of them in the area, aren't there?
Oh, man. That is the place to go. But we'll take care of you this hour.
We will take care of you this hour.
You know what's funny about Texas Star Grill Shop? I was using my GPS, and I was going somewhere totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And a big old sign and symbol of Texas Star Grill Shop popped up.
That's because you've been there before.
In the GPS. I'm like, dang, how much money they spent?
I think that's because you've been there before. A lot of times that happens with me. If I've been to a restaurant, it pops up.
Yeah, like that was the only symbol.
Y'all got some fancy GPSs, baby. Mine don't do none of that.
Hey, shout out to Google.
You should go to Android. That's one of the best things Android does.
Oh, okay. So maybe I just don't got the right settings because
I will give y'all credit for that, man. Yeah. I use Google Maps more than
if you use Apple Maps, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not using Apple Maps, man. They need to step their stuff
up.
And
this ain't really on a my side thing. Like, I'm really not tripping off that, like, that brand loyalty on that scale.
I don't know anybody that use Apple Maps.
Yeah, because
it's good. Like, I got it. I actually installed it.
Criticizing me, man. Keep criticizing.
Why are you making this a personal victory for you?
I'm giving you credit.
Because I get jumped on about my Android loyalty.
No, the thing you don't get Apple no credit at all. Like, I'm giving Android the credit.
We're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. I don't want to give credit to no Apple or no Android. Yeah. I want to give credit to defenses.
I'm giving credit.
Defenses is where I want to give credit right now. What makes an elite defense? Because we've talked about this defense, and I was thinking about it, I'm like, all right, is this an elite defense? But before we get there, what makes an elite defense? So I kind of want to reverse engineer this, if you're okay.
It's about what you can do to the quarterback. I think it's a simple answer. I've had this discussion over the years. Like, the most important parts of an elite defense to me start not on the defensive line. That's the second most important, and that's the edges. Texans have some edges if they stay healthy, you know. But the most important part to me of an elite defense is the secondary, but specifically the two cornerbacks.
All right, let's see how that matches up. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to go back and think of what have been some of the best defenses, some of the elite defenses, right? And elite, I'm going to point to as, you know, best in the league, mm-hmm. right? When it comes to given years, right? The ones that stand out as very good on a given year. And then if you hear me use the word historic, that's what I'm talking about, like year over year ones that stand out. And when I use historic, one of the ones that comes to mind for me is the 2013 Seahawks defense, otherwise known as Legion of Boom, right? Like, those are historic is when we give you a nickname, right? When we got ones, which, funny enough, did the 85 Bears actually get a nickname, or do we all just call them the 85 Bears?
I think that was their nickname, 85 Bears, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bears slacking. You can't
86
even come with a
Giants?
Nickname.
Didn't have a nickname, did they?
But in 85, was they calling, hey, here's the 85 Bears?
Yeah.
What was their nickname? I don't know why I'm getting hung up on
because
this.
Because the Steelers.
They had the Steel Curtain and the Purple Bowl Shuffle.
But that wasn't necessarily a nickname. That was just a thing they did.
Yeah, because even the Oilers, well, they had a defensive nickname back in the day, right?
Yeah, House of Pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what was the 85 Bears? So So they ain't had no nicknames.
Yeah. All the 85 Bears.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
But were there any other defenses that came to mind for you? Like
all time, 86 Giants, 85 well, not, Bears.
Well, the tough part
more
about
recently,
it is,
yeah.
I want to keep it recent because obviously if we're going to try and compare any of this to the
2015
Texans,
Broncos.
It's got to be useful. Ooh, that's a good one because that 2015 team was defensive led.
Yeah.
That was, what was it, Peyton Manning?
That was the Von Miller year.
Well, yes, Von Miller on the defense, but Peyton Manning on offense, quarterbacking, and I, at that point, he looked so un-Peyton Manning-like that I took to calling him by his middle name. I was like, no, that's Williams Manning out there. That is not no Peyton, because I know what Peyton Manning looks like. He doesn't throw this many ducks.
Yeah.
But okay, 2015 Broncos, any of the
2013,
ones?
2013, you mentioned it, Seahawks.
Those are ones that I view as elite. I think in 2022, I think relatively recently, you could look at, like, obviously, I think this is one that's interesting, the Niners a couple years ago.
Yeah, that would be right on the fringe of that type of,
an interesting one. I think last year you maybe looked at, maybe the Browns, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and some of those teams. I'm kind of just laying out a few teams.
The characteristics.
Yes, and some of the teams that we can maybe look at when we're kind of bringing some of these together. And so if that's the case, right, with those teams, some of the things that I continually pull up and look at, and I'm like, huh, again, this pops up. Again, this pops up. Again, this pops up. One of them is percentage of drives ending in offensive scores. Like, just basically, I know sometimes we'll use the simple metric of scoring defense, but I feel like that gets a little, that can be a little nebulous at times. Yeah. One of the things that feels like it tracks really well is percentage of drives that end in scores. And when it comes to this current Texans team, they rank seventh in that, 32% of drives end in scores. Now, they were doing a lot of giving up scores early in the season, and this is kind of tamped down a little bit. But the team's doing it this year, the Vikings, 25%
that's defense.
Of drives, right? That's a really good defense. The Steelers, 29% of drives end in a score. The Chargers, only 25% as well. Like, those are the good defenses, and that's one of the things that I think still eludes this Texans team. How about yards per play, just generally?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The basic yards per play, because that Niners defense back a couple years ago, 5 yards per play. One of the ones that I kept looking at is that Legion of Boom defense, 4.5 yards per play, like all the way around. Mm-hmm. That's runs, passes, all of that, all through the season. Currently, you want to know what this Texans team does in that regard for yards per play?
What is it?
Currently, they are at a 4.9.
Okay.
Right, like I think that there's some things that you could look at defensively that make you go, huh?
Yeah,
this team is in that realm. So I just wanted to say that. Obviously, we know that this team is around that space, but I wanted to get the first basis of they're around that space. Now, when we look at those defenses, right? You mentioned 2015 Broncos. Mm-hmm. We look at Legion of Doom defense. You can look at even that Niners team. We'll use those three just as examples. What are some of the similarities? What are the things that feel like they run concurrent through all of those teams that you go elite defense?
You just outlined the numbers, and the numbers, I think, are what ultimately you want to get to, right? You want to get to go ahead.
Before we get there, people are reminding me, Monsters in the Midway was the 85 Bears.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking?
Really?
But I think it was before that. They've been called the Monsters of the Midway since the 70s.
Okay.
It's just an ongoing, like Steel Curtain or whatever, you know.
Okay.
It didn't happen in 85. Like, because I remember the Monsters of the Midway when I was a kid. And so, no.
That's like if the Steelers have elite defense.
They're going to call them the Steel Curtain.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't born in 85.
Okay.
All right. So you went to the numbers, which is ultimately what's going to define, or at least describe, how good your defense is.
And that's not all the numbers. Just a few things to point to the ways in which they're close. And maybe the ways that they can get a little bit better is like, hey, limit some of these scoring opportunities and even further.
And the numbers are good. I like to look at best players on defense. Where are they?
Okay.
You know, and that's why I said, to me, cornerbacks, I said this multiple times. I would draft a cornerback every year, or at least every other year, just because they're so important to have depth and to have great cornerbacks. And that team, it was more safeties. It was Cam Chancellor, you know. But you did have
aforementioned Earl Thomas.
But you did have, obviously, Richard Sherman.
Correct.
So it was more secondary there. But you had the best, he was playing the best football of his life, Richard Sherman, at cornerback. If you have cornerbacks, everybody gets better on the defensive side. Like, everyone. And if you can complement that with rush ends, and the Broncos in 2015 were more a rush end, you know, oriented team, with Von Miller just dominating and everything they could do defensively.
Well, Bruce Irvin at that point was a outside linebacker there. KJ Wright, another one, namely. But then one of the big things that I think Bobby Wagner as a linebacker in the middle also matters a good amount. And this is where I look at someone like Azeez, and I don't know. How comfortable are you with, again, speaking to Christian Harris if he does return, as kind of I think Jonathan Alexander hypothesized the idea of after the bye week, so after 14 into week 15. If he returns, and then how good does he look in his return? But like, those are some of the things that it feels like you've gotten some really good play out of the linebackers. Like, the highest level of play, I think, would also make this really.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is, do the Texans have those pieces? You know, we'll get to the numbers, and you have gotten to the numbers, but like, do you have stud cornerbacks that can make everybody else better? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. You know, I forget who it was. ML Football retweeted it. But right now, today, this deep into the season, Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter are the NFL's, not just the AFC, top two in passer rating when they're targeted. Number one and number two are Stingley and Lassiter. And this is on me. I forgot about that. I was looking at their roster right now. That Broncos team, cornerbacks, Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib.
I think that's good. I've heard that they're good at football.
If you have cornerbacks that are studs, you're halfway there. You're practically halfway there. So the elements alone of this defense, to me, are there. And that's not even counting Will Anderson Jr. or Danielle Hunter.
But you have to count. Like, I think that clearly you're having that pass rush ability is huge, right? Like, that is one of the big elements that you point to. As we were asking some of the elite defenses, someone brought up the, it's almost like you can kind of point to the defenses by the big time pass rusher.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody was Michael Strahan's Giants. You mentioned Von Miller with those Broncos. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, actually, with the Legion of Boom. I'm trying to think if there was one that I point to specifically that I feel great about.
I mean, I'm looking at it now. Not necessarily. They were more cornerback, like, and Mike, linebacker.
Michael Bennett. Kinda.
Ed Red Bryant. Uh-huh. Red Bryant was one of their leading tacklers. Chris Clemens was a defensive lineman. And Michael Bennett. Well, Michael Bennett might be the one that was a
big factor. I don't know if an outlier, but then also DeMarcus Ware you talk about when you talk about, in addition to Von Miller on that Broncos defense. I think having those big-time pass rushers, and I think that Will Anderson Jr., you know his effect, and Danielle Hunter obviously factors in a big way, but I think that you're seeing the distinction that happens with, they're good when they have Danielle, Danico Autry, Tim Settle, all these other guys. They're otherworldly and great when Will Anderson is also applying that pressure. And so I think all of those things together, you talk about the players, you talk about the ability to, you know, the metrics of it, they have the makings of an elite defense.
They have the makings. They absolutely have the makings. And, you know, can they get there? You know, obviously, I think the answer is also yes. Can they get there this year? That's where, you know, if they can, and I said it earlier, if they're on that path by the end of the year, if they gain confidence with the Cowboys game and the next two games against, you know, bad teams, maybe they start to roll and it feeds on itself and they become, you know, the reason the Texans win is the defense.
Yeah, and so and it feels like they have to, because that's the strongest and most consistent part of this team. And yes, shout out to the 832 who does correctly make point to the idea that the interior defensive line with Seattle was surprisingly above average, which was pretty damn solid. But that's another place where this D line has been solid with the Texans. But yeah, they have it. I think consistency again is what I've been looking for and what we've all been looking for from this team, just generally and offensively in specific. This defense is giving you a quite a bit of consistency, and when they are healthy, it shows up. That ends up being the Achilles heel, for lack of a better term, for this defense, is the possibility of injuries and the depth that is not necessarily there in some of these places. You found a little bit of depth linebacker wise, but and then especially on the defensive line, in that secondary is where your depth gets tested. And so as long as you have Kamari Lassiter out there, right, and obviously Derek Stingley has continued to show you his capabilities, even as so far as people just generally not throwing at the receivers that he's targeting. If they're healthy, they can be an elite defense, and they need to be an elite defense if they want to get to the places that they want to.
Yes, indeed.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, what if we get rid of the Colts or Jacksonville from the division and add the Cowboys or the Cowboys? I appreciate you continuing.
Where do you
that.
Put them? We're going to get rid of you guys.
Well, then
you're fired.
Well, then they go to the NFC East.
I don't know if that you're talking about something that'll never happen.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. That's 100% correct. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's about time for us to get to our lunchtime confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, and we'll do that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.